This is one of our aerials where actually there is a very dramatic photo that Rodolfo Gonzalez took, where it does show the body of one of the wounded, or one of the victims, I should say, and then a group of students being protected by a SWAT officer with his rifle drawn. When we were editing film, in fact, these were quite blow-ups because the airspace was at quite a distance. And I remember when we first edited this, that this is what had caught my eye, and I was looking for the best image. This on film at first looked like a clothing or backpacks, which is, you know, terrible to say, but we were more looking like this was a good grouping, and look at this, this is pretty amazing. Then we were scanning them in the back and making some work prints to bring to a meeting, and we realized that there was a victim in the photograph. And of course, that created a lot of debate over the rest of the day and into, you know, we were here till deadline, till right about midnight, on whether we would run the photo or not, or whether it would be cropped. I think we felt we made the right decision journalistically. Sometimes it's really important to show what really happened, that it can't just always be reaction. This is something very real that happened in this community. We didn't know how many people were going to be dead or what happened, but, you know, this really happened, and you can't just always have a policy where we just don't show any bodies in the paper, because believe me, we don't run dead bodies in the Denver Rocky Mountain News very often. This was, like I said, this was not a decision made lightly or quickly. The discussion went on for many hours. As we moved pages along, this still was not chosen on how it would run, whether it would be cropped. You know, we asked, I was asked questions, well, what if it was your child? How would you react? I found myself, and I still say, that's a very hard question for anybody to answer, because how can you ever live in the shoes of somebody that would happen to? I still had to go back to think journalistically, was it the right thing to do? It was not played as any kind of shock value at all. We did have a phone call the next morning from a member of this boy's family who apparently recognized him right away. And so by 7 a.m. the next morning, I had heard this over the phone, and that they were, you know, real obviously very upset, and that they didn't know he was dead. It turned out that John Temple, our editor, talked with the family quite a bit over the next day or two. It turns out, in the end, they did know he was dead, but they didn't have any details, and this actually relieved some of their suffering that they knew that he had died instantly and where he was. They still call it a very devastating photo, but the mother of I believe this is Daniel Robow, carries it around with her, or was for a while there. So I don't know, good or bad, there's going to be, you know, lots of room for debate on subjects like this. We also chose not to run a lot of photos